allergic to tomato, to the actual tomato plant.
Yeah, that's longhorn stuff.
Is just.
I know. Yeah, I tried to grow on this, and you get that. It's very strong smell off those vines.
Yes.
So I can see how somebody would be allergic to.
And every year I say, I'm not bringing those plants back in the house. Those, you know, my flowers, my geraniums, and they're in here.
Yeah. You grow any fruits in Colorado or around here at all?
Right in this area, it's almost impossible to grow fruit.
Yeah.
But around there again, around Grand Junction, and they have peaches, and and Rocky Ford has is noted for their cantaloupe.
Oh, okay.
And watermelon and. And that type of thing. And even in Cara Springs, they can grow them if they work at it.
Are there different kinds of peaches? Have you ever heard of a freestone peach? Is that something they grow in Gunnison at all, freestone? Or?
Well, they have experimented with a white peach. And I don't know the others. They just call Colorado peach as far as I know.
Okay. In a peach, what do you call the inside, the thing that's inside a peach that you got to sort of eat around?
It's either a seed or a pit, most usually a pit.
Anybody call them stones?
I have heard that, yes.
Okay, usually a seed or a pit. Is that true in other, like, what about a cherry? What would that have in it? Same deal, or?
Yeah, usually we call that a pit.
Okay. I wanted to ask you about a few more sort of household items. What is something you might put around your on your clothes to protect you when you're cooking?
An acorn.
Is there are different names for that, or is it just is that about the only one you've heard of it used?
Well, different styles, like a cobbler apron and a, and a baker's apron. And
What is the name of something you wear in the winter to put over your to keep you warm?
A sweater or a shawl.
What about when it's real heavy?
A cape, a coat.
Okay. What about something that people use to blow their nose with, a piece of cloth, not the...
Handkerchief.
Okay. Did people call that a hanky around here too, or is that something else?
Usually handkerchief.
They use the whole thing.
A lady might call it a hanky.
Okay. Yeah. When you hear the term work clothes, what do you think of around used in this area, maybe on the farm or a ranch or something?
Usually blue jeans and sweatshirts.
Okay.
Or flannel shirts.
Okay. Do people wear overalls much when they do that type of work?
They're kind of coming back in style, but they kind of went out.
All right. Yeah. What about winter clothes in this area? What do people use in the winter? Just more clothes?
Well, blue jeans and underwear.
Yeah. Long underwear.
The long johns.
Oh, okay. Do people for work shoes around here? Do they wear different types of boots, or?
They wear work boots and heavy socks. And
many people wear cowboy boots around here.
Quite a few.
Okay. And you see different types of gloves in this area, like. Maybe leather. Do you see many leather gloves, like for people to work with?
You know, actually, they claim leather is not warm.
Really?
So if that they do wear leather gloves, they usually wear cloth underneath them.
Some sort of liner.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd have two pairs of gloves, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then you can get the heavier leather glove that has that just built right in.
Oh, okay. People wear hats around here much?
Cowboy hats.
Cowboy hats. Kids
and
wear
baseball caps.
Okay.
That type of thing.
Okay. Do men wear sort of formal hats anymore? Or?
Not very many.
Used to, though.